You're listening to SBS News.
With 187 member states voting in favour, three against and two abstaining, the United Nations General Assembly has yet again called on the United States to lift its embargo on Cuba. Ahead of the vote, Cuba's Foreign Affairs Minister Bruno Rodriguez Paria told the Assembly it was clear the goal of the US embargo was to hurt Cuban families and their living standards.
El gobierno del presidente Donald Trump.
President Donald Trump's government has begun escalating its aggression against Cuba by applying unconventional measures in order to prevent the supply of fuel to our country through sanctions and threats to ships, shipping companies and insurance companies from diverse markets. Its goal, beyond disturbing the economy, is to damage the Cuban family's standard of living.
But U.S. Ambassador Kelly Craft responded with the Trump administration's own claim.
Like all nations, we get to choose which countries we trade with. This is our sovereign right. So it is worrying that the international community, in the name of protecting sovereignty, continues to challenge this right. But what is even more concerning is that every year this body entertains the claim that the Cuban regime has no other choice than to abuse its own people in response to the embargo.
Every year since 1992, the UN General Assembly has passed a resolution condemning the embargo, making this the 28th time the General Assembly has adopted a resolution calling on the US to end the embargo. The United States, Israel and Brazil voted against the resolution, while Ukraine and Cuba abstained. Venezuela's Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza declared it was time to put an end to double standards in international relations.
It is time for the clamour of the vast majority to be heard, not only from member states, but from the peoples of the world, who in unison demand the immediate and definitive end to the anachronistic and inhumane blockade against Cuba.
The US embargo against Cuba was first imposed on the 19th of October, 1960. In 2016, President Barack Obama tried to lift the embargo, but Congress didn't allow it. Nikki Canning, SBS News.